Hello, thank you. I really want to thank you all for coming today to help us celebrate Kimon Lieberman, wonderful poet and teacher and friend. I'm Joan Rabinowitz. I'm executive director of Jackstraw Cultural Center. And today you're going to hear poems from both of Kimon's books, from Breaking the Map and her new book, In Orbit, and which will be read by her fellow writers who, you know, share, as we do, a love of Kimon and her work. I'd really like to thank Kimon's family for coming today. It really makes this event awfully special. And I wanted to take a moment to also remember a member of Kimon's family who isn't here today, which is her father, Fred Lieberman, who died actually a year ago today. And it's the connection with Kimon and her family is a special one for me. Fred was one of my professors when I was a graduate student in ethnomusicology at University of Washington. And he introduced me to a lot of amazing people, like Joe Heaney, who was a traditional Irish singer and storyteller, and Tao Jushan, who was an amazing Chinese musician. And he introduced me to this wonderful, curly-headed little girl, and that was Kimon Lieberman. So my image that I carried around of her for years was this, you know, just over-the-top, adorable little girl with a name that would work in multiple languages. That was the idea from her parents. And it wasn't until many years later, in the fall of 2008, when we were starting to collect applications for the 2009 Writers Program, that this big envelope came in. And there was Kimon's name in the upper left-hand corner of this big envelope. And I was so excited because she was applying for our program, and that would just be was a really great thing. But the way that we run our programs is the curator for every year there's a new curator, and it's the curator's decision alone is to decide who those 12 writers are going to be. So I held my breath and crossed my fingers and waited for Donna Mascolta, our wonderful curator in 2009, to come back with a list and give it to me. And I looked, and there was Kimon's name on the list. So I was just really happy. I was just so pleased that I could, you know, welcome Kimon to the Jackstraw family as an adult and as such a wonderful writer, and a chance to get to know her better was really, really meant so much to me. The way our day is, the rest of the day is going to run is, as a book release party today, we've got Terry Martin and Dan Peters from Blue Begonia Press, and I'm going to turn the mic over in a second as soon as I can get myself to shut up, and Terry's going to tell you a lot more about Kimon and the context of Kimon as a writer working with the press. And everyone, we've got about a dozen people are going to read two poems of Kimon's, some reading from both books. And I hope that after the reading that you'll take a moment, and we have our second studio, the smaller one down the way, is set up so that if you'd like to go in and record, you know, read one of the poems yourself, or set, you know, pass on a comment or a memory about Kimon. Steve is in there and ready to record it for you. And also then afterwards, if you'll come out front, we'll have a simple reception, and Dan and Terry will have both books, Breaking the Map and In Orbit, the new one we're showing for the first time today. They'll both be there for you if you'd like to get a copy. So thank you so much. And actually, I've been asked by Mo, our engineer, who's behind the window there, that for writers to know that the microphone is for recording purposes only, not for amplification. So, and if you could just leave it as it is, it'll be just fine. So, Terry Martin.